I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Bethlehem remains under lockdown along with many other parts of the world due to the coronavirus. Mercy Aiken, the volunteer at Bethlehem Bible College, says the town will suffer financially through a lack of tourism.
It's also very interesting that it's occurring during Lent, which is a time of stripping and a time of embracing the cross and a time of humbling oneself and a time of simplifying oneself and inviting God in a greater measure as we look towards the cross and the resurrection. So I'm just sort of embracing this whole experience as part of my Lenten experience.
As the virus locks down much of the world during Lent, use the time to prepare for the celebration of Easter. The good news that Christ has defeated sin and death is what the whole world needs. And social distancing is necessary right now to stay safe, but that doesn't mean it's good for us. Beth Matheson of Wycliffe, USA says the coronavirus outbreak has isolated many people, and it also reveals how bankrupt our daily interactions often are.
Many of us, I think, are realizing that we're hungrier for community that is really real, that goes beneath the surface. You know, we all are pretty good at the social niceties of, hi, how you doing? I'm fine. But I think a lot of us now are realizing that we need more than that.
A new Wycliffe devotional based on 6 lesser-known Bible passages can be used in a family setting or with other Christians over video chat. Learn more at missionnews.org.
And I think we're experiencing anxiety over things that we as a nation really have not had to look at a whole lot.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.